Advantage of our low financing rates starting at 0.9% APR on both new and certified pre-owned BMWs. Restrictions apply. Only at Santa Fe BMW. Stop by or go to SantaFeBMW.com for details.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a special broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to welcome all of the buyers, sellers, renters, homeowners, and real estate brokers who are tuning into the show today. I'd also like to say a quick hello to my special in-studio guest, Tom Simon, who is the owner of Westgate Properties, LLC, the multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you, Ray. It's good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you back, and in a few minutes, Tom and I are going to tackle a variety of real estate issues that you have told us you want to hear about. But before we get going with that, I invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and check out these stellar companies. And one of these companies, an institution here in Santa Fe, Wilson's Transfer and Storage, offers you terrific moving and storage services. So for more information, give Don Wilson and his team of professionals a call at 471-6611. Again, that's 471-6611. Or again, you can always check out Wilson's Transfer and Storage by going to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. And as always, if you want to send us your own real estate comments and questions today, just drop me an email at rpost@atreradio.com. Again, that's rpost@atreradio.com. Now, as always, we have a very full show, so I want to kick off things by getting some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, who is the ever-present and all-knowing advisor to All Things Real Estate. Andrew, how are you, and what do you have for the listeners today?
What a lead-in. Ray, there are signs that the economy and the housing market are starting to turn. Home prices seem to be stabilizing here and elsewhere. And mortgage rates, though very attractive today, seem pleased to jump at anything that smells like inflation. Nationally, spring is usually the time for buyers to be out looking at new homes. And anecdotally, I have heard that showings are up and open houses are much better attended than they have been for a long time. Housing statistics don't really tell the story since they lag about 3 months behind what's actually happening. The 30-year rate today is 4.78. If it jumps to 5.5%, as most pundits believe it will, in the coming months, at least in the next year, a $300,000 loan jumps by $116 a month. At today's rate, this jump is equivalent to 6% of the purchase price of a home at $375,000. So, to me, this says that the lookers should become buyers. They have an advantage today, which may disappear as rates rise. The 5.5% rate is still really attractive, but if I can buy today at a 6% discount, why not do it?
Yes, I agree. there's what else could I say? But yes, and you're absolutely right, Andrew. Very good observation that buyers are out in droves attending open houses in numbers that we haven't seen for some time. Now, part of that, of course, is we're coming out of the winter, but it also suggests, and I've talked to a number of very senior brokers at Sotheby's International Realty, that indeed buyers finally have received the message that prices have probably stabilized, they're probably at the bottom, interest rates, as you have predicted, could possibly start going up. So if you are going to buy something and you are qualified to get a loan or you have cash, you better do it now. So as always, my friend, great counsel, and hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay, Andrew?
Thank you very much.
That was okay, that was Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. I now want to welcome back to the broadcast booth Tom Simon, who is the owner of Westgate Properties, LLC, Again, Westgate Properties is Santa Fe's highly regarded multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. Today, Tom and I are going to talk about a variety of real estate issues that really relate to what our good friends over in the state legislature are doing in the Roundhouse. So I invite you to tune in closely, lean towards the radio, because Mr. Simon's going to give you some of his wisdom, truly and seriously, as one of the professionals here in Santa Fe who knows what's going on. Tom, again, welcome to the show. And I guess I want to kick this off by saying that there are some major pieces of legislation that impact condo and homeowner associations in New Mexico. You've been monitoring them on almost an hourly basis. Let's sort of educate the listeners who maybe are not as familiar with the legislation. What is going on? What has the legislature done? What do you predict they're going to do before they adjourn in another couple of weeks?
Sure, Ray. There are two major bills that are going through the legislature currently. There's House Bill 9, and there's Senate Bill 183. House Bill 9 is the one that's commonly referred to as the Homeowner Association Act. And Senate Bill 183 really just amends an existing act called the Condominium Act. So starting with House Bill 9, which is the Homeowner Association Act, my view is that come June, July of this year, homeowner associations, boards, and homeowners are going to have to start really looking carefully. Really, they should be looking at it now, because their lives are going to change with respect to how these communities are managed.
And when you say change, of course, I'm sure a number of people who live in homeowner associations, a number of people that are the board of directors of homeowner associations that listen to this show, all of a sudden they've leaned very closely to the radio. Is this good news or is it not good news?
Well, it depends on your perspective. What this act is going to do is increase the transparency of the day-to-day lives of the board members. They're going to have to start doing a better job at disclosing when there are board meetings, what's going to be discussed at the board meetings. These board meetings are going to need to be open to the rest of the homeowners. They're going to have to plan ahead now for these meetings, whereas in the past, a couple of board members could get together and just hold a meeting and waive notice, because there are usually notice provisions, but there are just notice provisions to board members.
Well, now let me just interrupt you for a second, because that begs a question that implies, and of course I know that the legislature is dealing with this as perhaps a theory, that there is rampant non-disclosure, out-of-notice meetings, that essentially there's anarchy among homeowner associations around New Mexico. But let's put some context on this, because you are in the business of providing management to homeowner associations. Is this a big rampant problem or not?
Not at all. I don't think it is at all. But there are some very vocal, very active homeowners around the state that have been communicating for many years to the legislature, to their representatives, asking for this legislation. And there are not an equal number of people saying no to the legislation.
Mm-hmm.
There are some communities that have abused the rights of their community members by passing rules and not informing the association owners until the last minute, or until they violated those rules.
And, of course, those are the kinds of violations that legislation like this would be directed towards, and they should be corrected. I mean, we all believe in greater transparency. At the end of the day, it benefits everyone. But it always is the question is the pendulum potentially swinging too far the other direction and creating a burden on the majority of homeowner associations that do follow rules and regulations that are normal, you know, good procedure. So the question is, and this should be occurring in the Roundhouse as a debate, not here perhaps, but your counsel would be very good on it, is it too onerous, the provisions that are provided for, stipulated in the legislation?
As it originally was presented, yes, it was too onerous. But as time has gone on and it's gone through its committees and the legislature has heard from realtors, from homeowner association, practitioners like myself from attorneys, they've softened the impact to some degree to where now, while it is going to be somewhat onerous, I don't think the pendulum has swung too far the other direction.
Okay, so as is always the case with the legislative process, this kind of input from a variety of people that are impacted helps the legislatures actually refine what it eventually would be signed into law by the governor. So, in fact, these are good provisions, will be helpful for transparency, will probably put a lot more people on notice that they need to be more diligent in how they provide information to the members of the association. We're all for that. And so at the end of the day, hopefully when this legislation is passed and is ready for the governor to sign, it will be a positive overall for homeowner associations, correct?
I think it will be. They won't like it because it's going to create more work for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we're here for. We're here to help them navigate this legislation, to implement it in their communities, and work with them to make sure that it's easier for them to implement.
Mm-hmm. And in the green room before the show started, we were talking about some of the other provisions that are really deep inside the bill or bills relating to how certain powers can be passed on to realtors as well and others that are part of the real estate transaction process. So these are things that as the legislation goes through its final process, we all need to keep our eyes on because we all are in this together. But again, you point out one thing, and we're going to take a break here in a second, Tom, that when this legislation, and the chances are, and I don't know if we mentioned this, the chances are that this legislation is going to pass, is going to become law, is that a company like Westgate Properties that provides homeowner association management services could become more prominent. Your role in the community is vital now, but you may be in a much larger role, correct?
I think so, yes. This legislation passed with 65% in favor and one or two no. So it's a 97% pass rate.
Right. Well, and then with those refinements, that's suggesting to me that the collective wisdom of the legislature has seen that this legislation is going to be useful, is going to be helpful to the constituency. So I tell you what, Gino, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Mr. Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate Properties, LLC. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch home site offers access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com. That's discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900 and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
This is Ed Schultz, the most listened to progressive talker in the country. I hope you'll join me weekdays right here for Progressive Talk That Matters, the issues you care about. Maybe it's healthcare, the unions, or the automakers, or something like...
I am probably one of the few tattoo shops where you walk in here into my place and you don't hear loud, glaring rock and roll music and hardcore sounds. And rah, rah, rah. You hear the loving tones of Ed Schultz.
Join me for the Ed Schultz Show. Let's get it on.
Weekdays 4 to 7 on Talk 1260 KTRC. Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are talking about all things condo and homeowner association. I have as my in-studio and very special guest, Tom Simon, who is the owner of Westgate Properties, LLC, the highly regarded multi-tenant and homeowner and condo association management company here in Santa Fe. In the last segment, we were talking about some of the aspects associated with the Homeowner Association Act. That's legislation pending in the Roundhouse right now. And you wanted to underscore something. Tom, you know that a lot of realtors listen to this radio show. We're proud and humbled by that. And so I think I want to tell all my colleagues, lean forward to the radio right now, because Mr. Simon is going to tell you about some of the aspects of this legislation that impacts all of us brokers. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, in the past, with regard to homeowners association sales, the developer was the one that needed to be concerned about disclosure issues when they were selling a lot, let's say, in a homeowners association for the first time. But with this legislation, any existing lot owner who sells their lot and home will be under this act and will need to be providing disclosure information.
And specifically then what that means is that the broker representing that individual has a responsibility as well, correct?
Exactly. So we're looking at budgets, governing documents, any pending litigation that's affecting the homeowners association, any special assessments that are pending, those sorts of things weren't disclosed in the past, unless they were disclosed voluntarily. Mm-hmm. But now it'll become a matter of law to disclose them.
And from a practical standpoint, though, again, Westgate Properties LLC provides homeowner and condo association management services to a number of associations around this area. As a matter of course, if this becomes law, the role that your company plays, and in fact the role that homeowner associations play in accumulating this information to then make it available to realtors, probably becomes the reality, right?
Right, right.
So it's not as if a realtor is going to have to go out on his or her own and dig up all this stuff necessarily, I suppose that could happen, but most of the time it probably wouldn't, right?
Right. Most of the time, the way it works currently in condominium associations, which we'll be talking about in a moment, is that we're the keeper of that data and the information, and we work with the council for the association to put it all together and get it to the realtor in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm. So, again, the whole idea of this is goes to disclosure, goes to transparency. It's directed towards consumers, making sure that people are fully aware of the good and the bad associated with a purchase, which we all are for. And as long as the burden is sort of spread out equally or distributed in such a way where those that are chiefly responsible and professionally attuned to being able to provide this, is that it doesn't mean that a realtor is going to have to wake up 4 hours earlier in the morning to start going getting documents, correct?
Correct, correct.
All right, well, let's shift over. You gave it a little mention there before. There also is another piece of legislation called the Condo Act Amendments, SB 183, that's pending in the legislature. Let's talk about that, Tom.
Okay. You know, one other thing before we get to that about homeowners associations,
sure.
We're talking about disclosure and so forth, and while that's probably the largest part of this, another very important aspect of this bill has to do with matters of water conservation measures. This bill will prohibit restrictions on the installation or use of water conservation measures, which has been a big issue, especially in Albuquerque, where people love their bluegrass lawns.
Mm-hmm.
And some homeowners would prefer not to have a bluegrass lawn. They want a xeriscape. They want to put in rock and gravel. And as I understand it, and this is a almost a 40-page document, so I haven't read it all in detail. But as I understand it, those homeowners will no longer have restrictions if they want to do that. Currently, there are quite a few communities that require, you know, a green bluegrass lawn.
I see. And so the idea is that though we all maybe from an aesthetic standpoint, or not all, but some people like that, at the same time we need to be mindful of this limited resource, water. And so this provision within the legislation is going to allow communities to have a little bit more flexibility and not require people to actually do the bluegrass.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Then going back again to the Condo Act amendments, what are your thoughts on those?
Well, that's also been, it's passed the Senate. That was a Senate bill. It's sponsored by Cisco McSorley. And it passed just Friday, the final Senate vote, 36 in favor, 0 opposed.
And at the end of the day, that's a pretty lopsided vote. You don't need to be a genius to figure out that there's a lot of support for this. So what does that mean as far as this, again, your recommendation or your prediction is that this is going to become law. So what does that mean at the end of the day to a condo owner or someone who's buying a condo?
Well, it's modifying the what they call the degree of care required of an appointed condominium board member. So developers appoint board members. And so when a developer appoints a board member, that board member is going to have a higher level of responsibility than they had before and are going to have to be better educated. And the education part is where we come in.
And what specifically, when you're talking about being better educated, what give me two or three things that someone would need to know more about?
Well, for example, they need to know that decisions are made in board meetings. They're not made out on the sidewalk while they're talking to non-board member homeowners. So, for example, a board member could make a decision speaking as a, let's say, president or vice president or treasurer, could make a board decision, but independently of the board.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know that that's just not allowed. You know, any decisions need to be made in the boardroom using proper procedures with a quorum, with proper notice to unit owners and so forth.
Yeah, and, you know, this is all sort of common sense stuff, and unfortunately there have been probably a few examples within condo associations where that has not occurred. And so this is sort of a housekeeping kind of chores that the legislature is trying to make sure that people are protected, that their rights are reinforced by this, and that, in fact, these kind of parking lot kind of deals and conversations don't occur that impact the entire community. So I think from the standpoint of people listening today, your message is this is a good thing?
You know, I think it probably is a good thing. There's been a lot of board members, even with a well-run board members that don't worry about some of the niceties. For example, we just had a board meeting in a community that we manage, rather a homeowners association meeting, and unit owners were sending in their proxies without naming any individual as their proxy. And they felt like we were just being over-anxious by contacting them and asking them to send it in again, but this time including naming somebody as their representative at the meeting.
Which seems like a logical thing.
Seems like a logical thing, but people don't want to observe some of the what they perceive as minor housekeeping chores, mm-hmm. and yet they're very important.
Well, I tell you what, Tom, we're at the end of the time. Tom Simon has to leave here and go join some friends for a brunch. But I want to thank you. And, again, if anyone has any questions about all of these issues associated with the Homeowner or Condominium Association Acts and amendments that are pending in the legislature, please call Tom Simon, who is the owner of Westgate Properties, at 995-3134. Excuse me. Again, that's 995-3134. Tom Simon and I are going to be talking about doing another remote broadcast. We did a highly successful one on the 23rd of January, and just before the show started, he said he thinks he maybe wants to do this. And we would use what the legislature passes as one of the main reasons for holding this public forum. So, Tom Simon, again, thanks for being on the show, and I'll have you back soon, okay?
Thank you. Look forward to the remote broadcast in June, perhaps.
Very good. Anyway, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to have a special remote conversation with Mike Plant, the co-managing director of Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Today, companies know what's good for business is good for the environment, which is why savvy companies are joining the Environmental Protection Agency's Performance Track. Performance Track companies are environmental leaders, committed to making big changes in the way they do business for the sake of the environment and their bottom line. If a company qualifies for the Performance Track program, they become part of an elite group of companies who are committed to producing exceptional environmental results at their facilities. Performance Track companies are reducing their water consumption, improving their energy efficiency, and eliminating toxic materials. No company is too small or too big to join. You have to have a strong track record and a commitment and willingness to improve. If you run a company, you owe it to your business and your customers to inquire about Performance Track. Log on to epa.gov/performancetrack. That's epa.gov/performancetrack. The smart way to protect the environment and green your bottom line.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do Washington a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's wireless companies, and the National Safety Council.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing, a sort of a roundtable of things. In the last segment we had Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate Properties, the commercial and homeowner association and management company, talking about legislation that's pending in the state legislature, which is going to have major impact on homeowner and condo associations around New Mexico. But I'd like to really shift gears and now welcome Mr. Mike Plant, who is the co-managing partner of the very unique Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development in Chama, New Mexico. Welcome once again to the show, Mike.
Hey, Ray. Thank you very much.
Now, besides his role with Canyon Ridge, Mike is also the executive vice president of the Atlanta Braves baseball team and a long list of other responsibilities that he has. But the important thing for today's conversation is he literally just returned to Atlanta, Georgia, after spending, I think, can I say this, four glorious days here in New Mexico?
Oh, absolutely. It'll be a couple of days of withdrawals here in Atlanta, no doubt.
Well, we staged a very successful reception information sort of gathering this past week with Mike Plant. He flew in and very graciously appeared before about 50, 60 people there, real estate brokers, business community leaders. And Mike actually talked at great length about Canyon Ridge and one-on-one conversations with people. And it was a great, I think, opportunity to plant the seeds about this fabulous development. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the messages I wanted to certainly have the brokers understand and also your listening audience is, you know, we're going through some unconventional times that many of us have never seen in our lifetime. And one of the great things about Steve Ziegler, my partner and I, and this vision and this passion we have for Canyon Ridge is, you know, we're going to live there. It's going to be our home. We're not developers by trade. We certainly understand the business, but what we're putting first and foremost is building this vision and this passion and making sure that our commitment has never wavered for that.
Well, we've talked at great length on many occasions about Canyon Ridge, but I think for the benefit of some listeners who maybe are tuning in for the first time, Mike, why don't you frame what the 6,000-acre experience is all about?
Yeah, it's really, you know, coining the phrase, we've used it for 5 years now, is the best development is the least development, and so I really don't even like to use that word. We're taking 4,000 acres of it and putting into a permanent conservation with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. We it's an unbelievable paradise and playground there that will last for generations because of that conservation easement. But giving people the opportunity to enjoy the great outdoors with through fishing or hunting, horseback riding, mountain bike trails that have all been designed, a lodge at the end of the day, a nice little 4,000-plus square foot lodge, a little fitness center, a couple outfitter cabins that if you're a homeowner you can rent on a nightly basis, and that for a cleanup fee basically, and get in the easement and that and enjoy it, but still have the comforts of your own home. And along that lodge is also, if people don't like the vastness of 30, 40, 50 acres of a lot and a home, we've got 12 casitas that are going in inside the lodge footprint. So it's enjoying this great outdoors, this huge piece of beauty that looks over 100-mile views of the San Juans and the West, but still having some creature comforts at the same time.
And I think you maybe mentioned it, but one of the most extraordinary things about this is, again, it's a total of 6,000 acres, 4,000 of which are being put in conservation easement. But at the end of the day, you're only going to have 81 homeowners who build and live there, correct?
That's correct. And I'm going to be one of those lucky ones with Steve. So.
Yeah, and I know you and your wife and your kids are probably counting the days until you can actually make Canyon Ridge your permanent home. Well, you were just up there, Mike. So tell the listeners what's going on in Chama.
Well, there's a little less snow this year. And so some of our work that we have planned for this 2011 season, we'll probably get to a little bit earlier, and in normal years the snow is up on the ranch until probably around the 15th or the 1st of June. That being said, in the future, one of the proud pieces of equipment we bought a couple of years ago is a 1963 Oshkosh snowblower that you've seen, Ray, and
yeah.
It'll be used exclusively for that ranch, and it will snow about 150 feet. So we're not doing that through these winters because we don't have the activity yet. So, but I think we're going to get some of our projects started a lot earlier. And the sun was shining, and was really enjoyed myself being back up on that ranch.
Now, just to remind the listeners, there are four separate sort of tracks on the 6,000 acres. So, the four different distinct areas, and again, the Canyon Ridge experience rises from 8 to 10,000 feet. The views are extraordinary. There's fishing. There's the topography is very different throughout, but I think one of the things that really sort of startled me when I was there back in the fall with Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title is, in fact, that first development, Track 1, you guys have put in major infrastructure, roads, and you're about ready to do water and the whole nine yards. So talk for a moment about the implications of that and if you want to build, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's an important point. And obviously through, as I said earlier, the difficult, challenging global times, I mean, Steve and I are in this for the long haul, and we can sustain all this, and we're fortunate that we can. It's not bragging or being pretentious, but hopefully it gives, again, an owner the comfort and confidence that they're not buying into something that isn't going to be there for their time to enjoy and others. This summer, we'll again do some more road work, but more importantly is that first Track 1 is connecting the utilities and all that. We've got five wells in Track 1 now with a shared well system. And those water distribution points for all those wells for all of those lots in Track 1 is what our plan will be right when that snow gets ready and lets us get up there and start that project. So it's pretty extensive, but it gives you, again, the ability that, you buy a lot, you want to start designing your house and being ready to build, you can do that.
Got about a minute here before I need to go, Mike. I think one of the things that we might want to highlight is that, again, when the weather cooperates with us, we'd like to start bringing some buyers up there for extensive tours of Canyon Ridge. Talk for a minute about what that means and what someone can experience when they come up.
Yeah, I mean, you leave your watch at home because you're going to spend 7-8 hours on the ranch, but I can guarantee you that you will walk away completely blown away like I was almost six years ago now when I spent my first day on the ranch. And we've got a really well-designed tour that gives you the ability to see a lot of the high points. It will take you months to see all of it, and that's the beauty of owning a place out there. But basically you come up and spend a day with one of your colleagues, and you'll have a great time. It'll be a first-class operation and get you a chance to fish a little bit and, like I said, see all the different aspects where all the amenities are, experience all the infrastructure we've already put into this point.
Well, Mike, I want to thank you for being on the show today. And if you want to get some more information about Canyon Ridge, you have two places to go. First of all, their fabulous website, which is called discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com. Or you can contact me, Ray Post, and call me at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Since Sotheby's International Realty is proud to be listing for sale the land at Canyon Ridge. Mike Plant, it was great seeing you this past week. Thanks so much for motivating and getting the crowd here in Santa Fe excited about Canyon Ridge. I'm glad that you were here. I hope to have you back soon, okay?
My pleasure, and thanks, Ray. I always appreciate it.
You bet. That was Mike Plant, who is the co-managing director of Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development. He's back in his safe house there in Atlanta, Georgia, and we look forward to having Mike on the show again soon. So I'll tell you what, right now I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700, and let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own real estate planning activities. In a minute here, I'm going to be interviewing another supporter of all things real estate who actually has a land development company, a gentleman by the name of Mark Lopez, who actually came to a Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development reception we had this past week. And Mark is, I think we're trying to track him down right now. Anyway, he provides a range of services for individual homeowners. I actually enlisted Mark this past year to help me out with a property in Aldea that needed some grading and leveling out the land because it was actually being whipped to death by the rain. And so Mark came in with his crew and did a great job of putting that together. But I think Gino's trying to reach him while we're doing that. I want to remind you again that Canyon Ridge is, in fact, a terrific development for you to check out. I was up there, as I said, with Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title back in October, and we actually jumped in the back of a truck with Mike Plant, the co-managing director, and his dad, who came down as a retired policeman from Wisconsin, and we toured, oh, I'd say, of the 6,000 acres, maybe a good 3,000 acres. Took us about four hours or so, and we saw a lot of wildlife there. We were actually able to see some of the outrigger cabins that they've developed. Again, these will be for the exclusive use of the homeowners. If they want to take their family and go out on a camping experience in Canyon Ridge, they can go and stay in one of these three outrigger cabins. And once they've done that, they can be set to enjoy the abundance of wildlife and the like. Gino, did you reach him or not? No, he's not there. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. Let me regroup and see if I can find Mark Lopez. And if we can, we'll talk to him about his land development company and all the services that he offers to people. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute here on All Things Real Estate.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Hi, I'm Randy Jackson. When I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I also learned about its serious connection with cardiovascular disease. I knew I needed to make some major lifestyle changes that would help me manage my type 2 diabetes. I am working with the American Heart Association to lead an educational campaign called The Heart of Diabetes and share tips that have helped me stay in the know and guide me toward a healthier way of living. Keep active, normalize critical health numbers, opt for a healthy lifestyle, and work with a healthcare provider.
I test my blood sugar every day. and I plan my meals and activities accordingly.
I visit my health care provider. He helps me stay motivated.
I take a brisk walk every morning and make healthy food choices.
I'm Dr. Dan Jones. These people are living proof that type 2 diabetes can be successfully managed. Please visit your own health care provider, and for more information, visit iKnowDiabetes.org.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Meet the faces of influenza, groups who should be immunized every year.
I have a chronic medical condition.
Asthma.
6 months to 5 years old.
Pregnant during influenza season. Age 50 or older.
Care for someone at risk. We live with a baby under 6 months old.
The American Lung Association asks, are you one of the faces of influenza?
I'm Jennifer Garner. See your healthcare provider about getting an influenza immunization. Vaccination is a safe and effective way to prevent influenza. Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
I don't need to start saving. I'm years from retirement.
Floods don't happen here.
This chest pain is just a little indigestion.
This isn't a flood zone, right?
People have an amazing ability to deny obvious risks, like flooding. Yet floods happen in all 50 states. Fortunately, it's easy to find out your risk. Just visit floodsmart.gov or call 1-888-RAIN-022. Brought to you by the National Flood Insurance Program.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a teacher.
I live in the South.
California is my home.
I speak fluent Spanish.
No hablo español.
I have brown eyes.
My eyes are blue.
We're very different people, but we do have something in common. I made a donation to the Red Cross.
When disaster struck and I needed help, her gift to the American Red Cross changed my life.
When you support the American Red Cross, you change a life, starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org and find out about life-changing opportunities in your area.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcoming. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life.
Okay, by the sound of that music, that you know we have reached our Open House of the Week segment brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. But I'll tell you what, we're mixing things up a little bit today. I had a little miscommunication with my good friend Mark Lopez regarding the number to call him at. My fault, Mark. We were calling your cell phone. You didn't have it with you. You were at the office, but I'm delighted to have you on the line. How are you today?
Yes, very good, Ray. Appreciate that, and sorry for the mix-up myself.
That's okay, no problem. We'll get past that. I was actually telling the listeners in the last segment a little bit about Mark Lopez. You are the owner of a land development company called Mark Lopez & Associates.
Yes, sir.
And why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about the kinds of services that you offer, and maybe describe one of the recent projects that you've tackled, okay?
Sure. Well, I've been in business 10 years under Mark Lopez & Associates, and we specialize in earthwork, underground utilities. We build roads. We do site pads for houses and buildings. We install sewer line, water line, trenching for dry utilities, septic systems. We specialize in a lot of regrades here in Santa Fe. We do regrades of dirt roads for homeowner associations, for clients like Wilderness Gate, Double Arrow Road, East Ranch. I do stuff like that, and I have put infrastructure in for a few small subdivisions. I did one in Sedalia Hill for the Woodlands, 40 lots, and I did one here off Airport Road, something, you know, 20 lots. So a lot of my work evolves around infrastructure, earthwork, utility work, Therefore, a lot of terrain management comes into play with grading and drainage. And so we've got a good understanding of grading and drainage. We have a good in-house engineer that used to work with land use in Santa Fe, so we've got a good insight to what the codes are and stuff like that. I did a lot of work for Ralph Brucci up at the Santa Fe Summit. He's a local client. I've done a lot of house pads up there, so we have a lot of experience with rock. We can do a lot of rock excavation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was mentioning to the listeners before we got you on the phone line that you actually did some grading work for me for a house next door to a house that I sold in Aldea last year, and you did a fine job. That vacant lot next door to the property that we sold was being buffeted significantly by the rain and a lot of runoff, and you created something that was pretty creative in my view. And so that's the kind of stuff that that you can offer to people. I tell you what, Mark, we appreciate you being on the show today, and I guess if you want more information about Mark Lopez and Associates, the best thing would be to call you directly at 920-2881. Again, that's 920-2881. Just don't call that number right now because Mark doesn't have that cell phone with him.
I was going to say, Ray, a lot of my information is just under marklopezassociates.com.
Okay, that's perfect, and that's
all
a good...
It's all spelled out, marklopezassociates.com. You'll find all my information there.
So M-A-R-K-L-O-P-E-Z and associates.com. No spaces or anything, right?
No, and not and, just Mark Lopez Associates, A-S-S-O-C-I-T-E-S.com.
Very good, or you can always go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and right there, Mark is listed as one of the supporters of the radio show. So, Mark, listen, thank you. I'm glad we connected with you. We'll have you back on the show again at some point, and thank you for your support, and thank you for showing up at the Canyon Ridge reception we held last week.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate everything.
Anyway, that's Mark Lopez of Marco Lopez Associates. We appreciate you being with us today on the show. And while Gino's trying to get another one of our guests on the line, I want to... do a shout-out here for Gary Babalski, who is one of my colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty. For some reason, we can't reach Gary on his cell phone, but he is sitting today at 3 Camino de Vecinos, which is a lovely three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath property, about 2,400 square feet. It's on, a little bit less than... acres of land. That's a 0.2 acres of land. This is a fabulous property. Gary's going to be at this open house that he's hosting today from 1 to 3. The property is very well priced at $519,000. This is 3 Camino de Vecinos. Sorry, Gary, that we didn't get you on the phone, but I'm trying to do a little bit of shout-out for you and get people to show up. Again, Gary will be at this property from 1 to 3 today, doing an open house. Once again, I encourage you to go to 3 Camino de Vecinos, a lovely three-bedroom property, so see Gary later on after the show. I also want to remind you that I've got a remote broadcast coming up on the 3rd of April at Renati's Cafe on Highway 50 in Glorieta. Now, my broker colleague Ron Lando Brown is hosting a major Glorieta community open house. There'll be arts and craft sales, musicians, free hot dogs, lots of fun. There'll be a lecturer who's talking about the Battle of Glorieta. And, of course, we'll be doing a remote broadcast of all things real estate. So, again, mark your calendar, Sunday, April 3rd from 12 to 4 at Renati's Cafe on Highway 50 in Glorieta. And join us and my colleague Ron Lando Brown. So closing out the show, I want to introduce Donna Jones-White, who is the owner of Santa Fe Vacation Rentals. Donna, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad to be here with you. Thank you.
Well, we're delighted to have you back on the program. You and I did this, a few months ago, and I think you've got some advice today for people who may be thinking about coming to Santa Fe this spring or summer.
Well, yes, I do. They need to make their plans and get booked so they get what they want in their vacation rental, or if they're going to stay 30 days or longer, there's properties for those long-term stays as well.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say that, you know, when you plan ahead, it's always better to be able to get everything in a vacation rental that you want instead of at the last minute. So that's wonderful.
Well, and talk for a moment about the kind of clients that you have, the kinds of vacation rentals in Santa Fe that people seem to be interested in.
Well, of course, everybody always wants to be within walking distance of the plaza and Canyon Road. It's one of the most beautiful areas of town, and it offers everything. It all the museums, the art galleries, the restaurants, and it's just a beautiful environment. And so whenever they call, if they've looked online, they'll have an idea of a property they want. And then, of course, if that property's booked, there's always going to be something else that will be comparable in the same area and that will meet their needs.
Right now you're starting to see people actually booking those special summer vacation rentals. Is there a part of the country where people seem to be coming from? Are you seeing that there's a trend in that regard?
You know, not necessarily a trend. California, Arizona, New York, Texas, everybody, you know, those are probably the most popular states that visit New Mexico. But Connecticut, people should come from everywhere. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We have countries that people visit from. I've got a couple that's been staying with us for the last 9 months in Scotland. And, you know, he's writing a book, and she's a renowned artist, but she's taking classes. And so you just never know.
Yeah.
And, of course, everybody's welcomed.
Yeah, well, of course they are, and that's one of the nice things about Santa Fe. Well, I tell you what, Donna Jones-White, we appreciate you being on the show today. I want to actually share with folks that if you want to have some more information about Santa Fe Vacation Rentals, you can call Donna at 699-7348. Again,
that's the cell phone. And actually the published number is 505-982-3966.
You just did that a little bit too fast. Give that one more
time. Sorry. 505-982-3966.
Very good. Or you can also go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then go right to Donna's website and check out all the fabulous vacation rentals that she has to offer. Again, Donna Jones-White, thanks so much for being on the show today. I appreciate it, okay?
Thank you, Ray.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. I think I have Gary Bobulski, who's trying to reach me, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, but he's unfortunately we're down near the end of the show here, and I'm getting this phone call from him. So let's see. We've got about 2 minutes. I don't think we're going to be able to do this, are we, Gino? I'll tell you what, I'm going to make it up to you, Gary. If you're listening to the show, apologies. We had some problems with our phone numbers today, so we will do it again in another time. I want to thank all my guests today for offering some very useful real estate commentary. And, again, go and join Gary Bobulski at his listing. He's going to be there from 1 to 3 today at 3 Camino de Vincinos. Again, that's a lovely three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath property, which is very much worth seeing. Again, he'll be there from 1 to 3. It's listed at $519,000. So Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate and Debbie back at Sotheby's International Realty, thanks for giving our loyal listeners a terrific show today. It was sort of jumbled up a little bit, wasn't it, Gino? But we'll have some fun with it next week. Thank you for tuning in to the program, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues. So call me at 989-8900. Again, that's 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260, KTRC AM Santa Fe, your home for progressive talk in New Mexico.
47 Auto. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Being a pet is risky business. That's why every pet can benefit from a risk assessment and wellness exam twice a year. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn. More than 40 people have died in fierce fighting in Libya's third largest city today. Violent clashes between opposition forces and pro-Gaddafi troops has been raging in and around Misrata. But CNN talked with a resident by phone.